Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Somewhat Normal Podcast. We're not totally normal. We're just somewhat normal. And it is Mercedes, JC, and Steph here today. I'm excited about this episode. I think people need to grab their phones and open up their notes app on it or get a pen and paper, because I feel like you're going to be writing some stuff down for this one.
I feel like people should be writing stuff down every single week. Can I go back to the crystals one we did? Was that last week or two weeks ago?
Yeah.
I made notes in my daily notepad here on, on stuff to do, listening to that one. So the beauty is it's a podcast, so you can pause and rewind and make meticulous notes.
Yeah. So this week we're going to talk about our five favorites. And by favorites, it could be anything. It could be a product. It could be a place, it could be a mindset, it could be anything. What are some of your favorite things? It's kind of like Oprah's favorite things, but we have our own. And so I don't know, how do you guys want to do this? Do you want to go person to person? Do you want to go around and each do one thing? We've got our five favorite things.
Are you gonna go around the room, split it up?
We could kind of move around. Do you guys like that?
Yeah,
sure.
That's cool. So one person does one thing and then we go on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this could be quite a list. We're talking 15 things total here. So I'll try to move fast. I'll go first. So one of my favorite things, and I get asked about like what products do I use, skincare products and stuff, all the time. And one of my favorite things is a serum. It's a peptide serum called Buffet by The Ordinary. And if you look up Buffet by The Ordinary, you'll see their products are not pricey. Like, this stuff is good stuff. And Buffet is one of the best products I've ever used. I recommend it to everyone. It's got all sorts of good things that help with anti-aging, and it helps with protection, and it's just like the best serum ever.
You can get it at Ulta, it looks like?
Yeah, Amazon, Sephora, Ulta. You can get it actually direct from them on their website. Their website is DECIEM.com. I don't know what that means. DECIEM.com. So yeah, Buffet by The Ordinary is one of my absolute favorites.
And I love their brand. I have three products from them. I don't have Buffet. I have hyaluronic acid, niacinamide, and alpha arbutin. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
I have all three, but I have not yet to try it. So I'm excited to try it now that you're vouching.
Also, I mean, this isn't one of mine, but the vitamin C too. Okay, try that one. That was good.
No, so
Just $14.80 at Ulta.
It's so,
that's awesome.
The price is so good on it for what you get. I'm like, why are you not charging like $60 for this? But I'm totally fine with it. So that is one of my favorites.
I'm Googling as you're talking about stuff. This is good.
All right, JC, what's yours?
I just did all kind of like things to do in Las Vegas or places to visit. So my first suggestion on a place to visit is the Arts District. If you've been downtown in a long time, and I'm talking about one particular area on California between Casino Center and Main. You've got a bunch of great restaurants like Esther's Kitchen. A Tacotarian has just opened up down there. There's a sushi place that just opened up down there. There's Vesta Coffee that's down there, which is great coffee. If you're into beer, there's Craft House Brewery. Because I got my haircut down there. One of my favorite places to go to, though, it's a place called the Antique Alley Mall. And you walk inside, and it's just like all this throwback collectible stuff. And I walk in that place. I stop in there every Saturday and just walk around. There's old toys. There's old albums. Like all kinds of cool stuff you find at an antique, this retro stuff. And it takes you back to your childhood walking around this place.
That sounds like so fun, like a good, you could even make that like a date night where you go out to dinner and then walk around there or something. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, seriously, all the restaurants there are great too. So that's my little area of a suggestion of a place to visit.
All right, Steph.
All right, so you guys know I used to dance on a dance team called 220, and we used to compete a lot. And one of our dance performances we actually did, it's what we called our radio set. And it's really cool. And we did a theme of radio. And it was like 22.0 FM. And it started off with like a new music song. And then it went into like a throwback song, which was like Snoop Dogg, Drop It Like It's Hot. And it's just a cool performance. We even danced to a commercial. A Geico commercial. It's really cool. I want
Geico.
You guys to check it out.
Nice.
Yeah, and then they even, after the Geico commercial, we even use like a back to the music sweeper, and we dance to the sweeper, and then we ended it with like a live song from a live performance, like one of our underground lounges. It's really, really cool. We got first place on it, so I would love for you guys to watch it and tell me what you think.
Yeah, post it on your Instagram or something. I want to see it now. I want to see how you dance to a Geico commercial.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Really cool.
What's it called again?
It's called, well, if you look it up on YouTube, it's 220, second to none, and it's Ultimate Brawl 2014. That's the competition name, and then the year we did it.
Oh, awesome. I am so looking that up. That sounds awesome. I love watching Steph dance. She's so good.
I wonder if you guys can spot me in the group.
I bet I could. I think you have kind of a signature Steph movement.
Yeah.
It's like in your shoulders.
Ooh.
I like it. I like it.
Cool.
All right. Okay. So my next thing is, I'm picking things. So, well, I do have a place on this, but my next thing is, we talked about this on the show, Bear chicken nuggets. I finally got my hands on these things. They are amazing. They're these chicken nuggets that people were talking about how they are just like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't find them anywhere. We finally found them. You can get them at Costco. And they are amazing, like 99.9% just like Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. My daughter is obsessed now. I told her just once, I'm like, hey, will you try these? And she's like, are they healthy chicken nuggets? And I was like, no, even though they are. Mm-hmm. And she loves them now. She is obsessed. So I love them. You can put them in a salad. You can put them on a slider. You can just do it on your own with some dipping sauce. Bear chicken nuggets, one of my favorite things.
Easy to cook. Just heat them up.
Everyone's putting them in their air fryer. Since I don't have an air fryer, I throw it in the microwave for like a minute and a half. And then boom, they're
awesome.
All set. So love those so much.
Things to do. A lot of people like to go hiking in Red Rock. My hiking suggestion is to either go to First Creek or Oak Creek, because you don't have to go into the Red Rock Loop in order to do your hike. It's so easy to get to. There's two spots. So if you're heading up Charleston, you'll pass the entrance to Red Rock. You'll pass the visitor center, the lookout point. You'll pass the exit where everyone's coming out of the loop. And then your next two hikes are First Creek and Oak Creek. You park right there on the side of the road. It's a beautiful hike. You don't have to worry about going through the loop to get to your hiking destination.
Why didn't they call Oak Creek Second Creek?
Good point.
I don't know. I mean, no.
Yeah, the First Creek and then Oak Creek.
That's a good hack, because sometimes the loop gets so congested.
Yes.
And there's so many people up there. So that's a nice little find.
Well, plus, too, we used to always go into the loop and do some really cool hikes. But the thing is, though, we'd get out of there and be so tired. The driving the rest of the loop, to me, was painful. I'm like, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
All the turns and everything. So this, you do your walk, boom, you're right back on Charleston when you're done.
I'm putting it on my to-do list, like hopefully soon if the weather's not too hot. Okay, my favorite, I put time of day, and my favorite time of day is driving to work. And I think I like it because I feel like I'm the most energized when I wake up, and I'm like kind of setting my intentions and I'm setting my mood for the day. And I like from my apartment to work, I get to see the strip. So it's like really cool. Like, oh my gosh, I live in Vegas, and I'm like listening to my hype pump up music. This morning, I think I listened to Drake the Motto.
Oh,
like, yeah, this is going to be a good day, and today's Friday, so that's my favorite time of day.
I can totally feel that, because I'll drive in, and I see the strip, too, when I come in, and it's so unbelievable that we live here, isn't it?
It's crazy.
It's beautiful. That time of the morning is silence.
There's no traffic, hardly any traffic, too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
The only people I'll see is, like, semi-trucks. I'm like, move out the way! It's time for the day! Come on!
All right, my third favorite thing is another item. We talked about on the show, but they're life-changing. And Steph, I think you can vouch. The Adodos women's high-waisted yoga leggings with a pocket.
Yes.
These are the Lululemon knockoffs. From what I understand, the company that makes Lululemon leggings, they make these. Like, basically, they're just the ones who put them together, and then you slap your label on them. So I ordered them. They're like $25 compared to Lulu's, which can run upwards of $95. They have the best thing, which is a pocket on the side. You can slide your phone in there. They have every color imaginable, and they're super flattering. I wore a pair here to work the other day, and I saw our boss, and he's like, "You're looking good. You working out?" I'm like, "Oh yeah."
Inappropriate, J-Lo.
Looking good, girl. And he complimented me the other day. "You nice hair, Steph." I'm like, "What do you want, J-Lo?"
Yeah, right. But I love these things. I've ordered so many of them. The price is right, so I love those Lulu knockoff leggings.
I didn't write that one down, but I got down the Buffet by Ordinary and the Bear Chicken.
That's
nuggets.
Okay. That's okay. Maybe for your wife for a gift.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
Would probably
What's
love
the name
them.
Of them again?
Odos, Ododos. I put a link in my Instagram bio if you want them, but if you can't find them,
they're good.
Yeah, they're that good to put them in the bio. Yes, 100%.
I'm putting down my third thing when it comes to food. I always talk about my favorite sushi restaurant. My wife and I do it on Friday nights. It's a place called Other Mama. It is on Durango and Spring Mountain. Amazing sushi, great fish, good people. And that's where we go every Friday night. It's been a tradition of ours now since the restaurant's opened back up. And we've been going there for years, but we never made it a Friday night tradition until July. Or June or July, we started going every Friday. And that's our spot, and we love it.
I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, between the chicken nuggets and that, now I'm like, okay, when's the time to eat? that's a cute little restaurant that not a lot of people know about.
Yeah, it's a little strip mall there. Yeah. It's good food and nice people.
That's a good one. Okay, Steph, what's yours?
Real quick, favorite memory is my first concert with James as, like, kind of a couple, and it was here in Vegas. It's so weird. Me and James always have this, like, kind of centered theme is Vegas, but we went to the Justin Timberlake concert. It was back in 2014 as well. 2014 also weird theme. And I remember I was originally supposed to go with my ex-boyfriend at the time, and I got those tickets for my ex-boyfriend for his birthday. And I was like, oh my gosh, now that we're broken up, who the heck am I gonna go with? So I was like starting to date James, and I kind of like within the first month I was like, hey, do you want to come to Vegas with me and go to the Justin Timberlake concert? And at first he was kind of like, whoa girl, you're going fast.
Slow your roll.
And I was just like, might as well just go for the shot. And he was like, sure. We got here, we were just so infatuated with each other that I think I told you guys we were going to elope and just get married that time. That was the time. It was the Justin Timberlake concert. I believe it was his 2020 Vision concert. And I, we were going to get married. We're like, wait, let's slow our roll. And we waited till 4 years later.
But this was, is after your Excalibur stay?
Yes.
How long after?
So April of 2014 was when me and my ex broke up, and me and James and two friends came to Excalibur. And then August of 2014 was when we went to the Justin Timberlake concert.
It's like it was meant to be with you guys in Vegas. It's just there's so many signs that, like, I feel like the universe was trying to get you to go, and you kept saying no, 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 no. But the universe would keep turning you back in this direction. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and now we're married, and now we live here, and now we want to stay forever. It's just so crazy how Vegas was a theme, and we talked about astrocartography in our lines.
Yeah,
we both have lines here in Vegas.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
And the universe sent you to Hartford for a little bit just so you can appreciate Las Vegas more.
Exactly. It's like, what is this snow? I'm sorry.
That way you won't mind the summers here.
Yes,
you're
yeah.
Like, oh, just remember the snow. All right, my fourth thing is another item. JC, you actually mentioned this. I know you do the, is it an injection of NAD?
Infusion, yes.
An infusion.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I take a supplement of NAD. And if you don't know what NAD is, it's good with your cellular defense. It helps you with aging. It gives you energy. It helps with cellular repair. Like sometimes I'll work out and I'll be so sore and I take the NAD and then I'm not sore anymore. And it's like the greatest stuff ever. And I like the brand. It's called True Niagen. It's just a pill you take in the morning. I can tell the difference. Ever since I started taking it, I have more energy. I recover more quickly from my workouts, and I love the stuff. I recommend it to everybody that I talk to. It's such good stuff, and you can buy that on their website. It's probably trueniagen.com, I'm guessing.
And that is great. Mental clarity. And yeah. Did you find, too, that before doing NAD, for me, after doing my NAD, little things that might get to me don't get to me anymore?
I wish I had that issue. I wish I could say that, because
really?
Things still get to me. No,
okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm still kidding.
For me, it's mental clarity and but there's something that we might normally get to me, like, oh, whatever, or I can handle a situation a little bit smoother.
It's like a it kind of levels you out, but not in a way where you feel like sedated or anything. Like you have energy and you just you think more clearly. So that is one of my favorite supplements ever.
I always like a clean car, and my favorite car wash is a place called Hattie's. It's Flamingo and 215. I get my cars. I say cars because I have my car, and then I'm doing a thing with Finley Volkswagen right now. That's why I have cars. But I always take the car that I'm driving to Hattie's, and they do a great job there. It's $16 is their full service car wash, and they do the tire shine. They give you towels to dry your car. They have a free vacuum service, and they're super friendly.
I always wanted good car wash places. Is it hand wash only, or do they run it through a machine?
You go to the machine.
Oh, okay.
You go to the machine. But when you're done, if you want to, you know, they towel dry it when you come out and do your tires. But if you want to dry it off even more, they give you a little towel to use. And then it's nice getting that free vacuum cleaner as well.
Yeah, I love that. The inside matters just as much as the outside.
You feel good with a clean car, especially if the inside's clean.
All right, Steph?
My favorite food is, I think I've said it too, is pork sinigang, the Filipino food. And I've been typing this up, and I need you guys to try it. And it's just a tamarind seasoning base with pork, or you could do anything. You could do a vegan way, you can do fish, you could do whatever, but my favorite is pork. And it's funny that it's my favorite thing, and I realized it was actually the first food I ever had as a baby. Mm-hmm. And I used to call it rice and soup, and then I later in life found out it's called pork sinigang, and my grandma, who used to make it for me all the time, she never said it because I could never say, can I have pork sinigang? She was rice and soup. We'll call it rice and soup now. So my favorite food is that, and I want to make it for you guys one day.
Please do.
Ooh, that sounds so good. Mm-hmm. I just want to try all this Filipino food that you talk about. We still need to go to Jollibee.
Yeah, we're
talking
about
that.
Let's do it.
I love that. Do you make anything else?
As far as Filipino food, I'm not the best at it. James is much better than me as the chef-wise, but I think that I need to get more into those roots because I want to be able to pass those down to my children one day or
and
my
to
family
Momo
members.
And his family.
Momo's kids and Momo's grandkids.
All right, my last thing is actually a procedure, and I talk about this place on the radio. It's Blue Point Medical Spa, but it's a specific facial that I get there. It's a treatment called honeycomb treatment. And this thing is insane. Ever since I started doing this, my skin has totally resurfaced. It is the clearest it's ever been. It's in the best shape ever. My cells are constantly turning over, and I feel like I have more collagen in my skin. And so what it is like they use this wand thing that she hits my skin, and it's almost like it burns it underneath the top layer. So after an hour, your face is bright red. Your face looks like a honeycomb. It's like all the skin is kind of like patterned weird, and then the redness goes away, and then it peels off, and it's like you have a brand new face. It's like it's like the craziest thing, but it's my favorite skin treatment I've ever done to my face. So I love that honeycomb treatment.
You get so much good from it. How long is, I don't want to say the bad, but how long is the red and the burn on your face for?
I think it probably varies. For me, it's that day, and then the next day it's gone.
Wow.
It's like maybe a little pink, but it's not like bright red like the day of. And it's just like the cell turnover. I noticed that all of a sudden my skin is plumper. Any fine lines that I have around my eyes, they're diminished, and it lasts for a long time. Like I go maybe once every 2 or 3 months to get one done. And I love that treatment.
How long did you say the treatment was?
The results?
Like as long. How long you're in there?
Oh, I'm 45 minutes at the max. Maybe it was. No, it's actually like a half hour. It's super fast. You're like in and out of there. So
does it hurt?
I think during they put numbing cream, so it doesn't hurt. I will say when I notice the pain, it's after like that day of. It's not pain, it's heat.
You feel
like
it.
I feel like I got a massive sunburn on my face, and I'm like, ah, it's very tender, but then that goes away the next day. So yes, I will say it's not pain, but it's uncomfortable.
You feel it, You look fabulous. So
it is. JC.
My last thing, a thing to do if you're looking for adventure, there's a place called Las Vegas ATVs where they take you out on ATV tours.
Ooh, cool.
They have a bunch of places. I did one last month. The one I did was there's the sand dunes just north of the Speedway. They take you out for 90 minutes. It's awesome. If you're looking, you can do it with your family. You can do a private group. You can go by yourself. It's really cool. It's like $100. But you get everything, the helmet, the gear, everything, and you go out. It's amazing pictures. And just to be out in those sand dunes, it's incredible. But the guy was telling me, if you're going to do it, and he wants you to do it because he owns the tour place, but if you go during the week, if you have an opportunity going during the week, it's so quiet out there. Weekend, it gets busy with people in their Jeeps and trucks and off-roading and stuff. But I went during the week, and there was no one out there. in the middle of these dunes on an ATV. It was so cool.
Do you know if they have like packages, like if you take a family of four, is it $100 each person?
No, I think it actually discounts packages? Yeah, okay, cool. Discounts and stuff, which is cool too. If you have a family of four, it'll just be your family of four going out there. You won't be grouped with a bunch of people and stuff like that. So, are you and James want to go?
What about Momo?
Momo on his ATV? Sure, sitting on the front of the ATV.
It's a baby one. Or maybe you could do a sidecar on the ATV.
Oh, so, Momo's so cute. Wearing his little dog glasses.
I love that.
I do love dirt bikes, even though I sold mine, and ATVs and stuff. So, you get your fix. And you're just out there in the dirt in the desert. It's fun. It's a good time.
I like that one. That's good for entertainment, especially if you're looking for something to do when people come to town, something like besides gambling all of that. So, okay, Steph, what's your last one?
Easy. My favorite color is yellow.
Why am I not surprised? You strike me as a yellow person.
I actually had my favorite color as blue for a very, very long time. But the last 4 years, it's changed. And I don't know what it is. And I've kind of heard it's like from aura colors. Like, you're usually your favorite color is the color that you need more aura from. It's so weird. From Mr. Michaela from season 2, episode 1, I saw one of her
I love you.
Check it out.
And then I was just like reading her Instagram post, and it said that usually your favorite color is the color that you need more in your aura. And it's funny, she said that my color was blue, which changed. And my favorite color was blue, and now it's no longer blue.
I wonder if your aura has changed. It'd be interesting if we did a follow-up to see if you're now yellow aura.
I know. Well, it's the opposite. It's actually if your favorite color is, let's say, green, it's because you need more green.
Oh, so you need it. Oh, yeah. I just looked up quickly what it means about you if yellow is your favorite color. And it says it's said to represent happiness and a love of learning. You probably love to express your individuality by creating new ideas and sharing your collected knowledge with each other. And might have a deep need for logical order in your everyday life.
That is so crazy. That's pretty accurate, I feel.
Are you wearing any yellow?
No, but I'm wearing some orange Cortezes.
You're close. You're almost to yellow.
There you go.
The transition has begun.
Well, there you go. There you have it. Those are our five favorite things. And if you guys have any favorite things that you think we should check out, you know, we always do Try It Tuesdays on our show. We would love to try any of these things, whether it's an item or a place. And hopefully you have some inspiration now. I know that I am looking forward to some Filipino food and some ATVing in the near future. That's for sure.
A nice face with Buffet by the Ordinary.
And I don't know if you know, but we have merch now. Remember, they were asking about it.
Yes. So tell them about it.
Yes. CafePress.com/Mercedes in the morning. You can buy some Mercedes in the morning merch now. So come in, buy some stuff.
We should put links to all of our items that we just talked about today,
too. Yeah, that's really cool.
That is another somewhat normal podcast for you guys. We'll see you next week.
Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.